This next discussion is about working toward excellence in any endeavor. It is about reaching your full potential, being the best of which you are capable, and developing a low tolerance for mediocrity. It is about raising your standards and expectations for yourself and those you lead, and it is about taking your work as far as you can. To do that, I have Clemson University professor and author Paul Beyer here, who wrote the book Working Toward Excellence, 8 Values for Achieving Uncommon Success in Work and Life. And the words that I use to describe this discussion are the first words in the introduction of his book. Dr. Beyer, pleasure to meet you. Welcome to Success.
Thanks very much, Darren. I appreciate the opportunity to be with you today.
So let's go to value number 3, which I believe has something to do with a crock pot. So explain that to us.
Sure. Value number 3 is process. And process has to do with your preparation, taking care of the details, all the little things that are going to add up to the big things in the end. And process has to do with the journey and not the end result. Now, crockpotting, as you alluded to, Darren, is a term I heard John Maxwell use many years ago to describe his process of developing leadership skills. Basically, he was saying becoming a leader takes time, just like cooking a meal in a crock pot. And I believe excellence also takes time. We live in a world of instant gratification, what I call a microwave society. We're impatient. We think excellence can be texted, tweeted, or found on Facebook. We have a tendency to microwave the process. And when you microwave something, it doesn't taste very good. So working toward excellence is a process. It takes time, takes patience, and I think it must be crockpotted.